Welcome back to our Budweiser pregame show. Kelly Schultz along with the head coach of the Beavers, Jim Scanlon. And coach, six times this season your team has been shut out. Last night, 2-0 by St. Cloud State. How do you fix that?
Well, you gotta get to the inside, get to the net, get greasy goals. We've kind of got over it numerous times. The challenge is to get to the inside. That's one thing they did. They did a very good job of preventing it, but at the same time, we made it easy. It's easy to go to the outside. It's easy to stay on the perimeter, but you're not going to score goals in this league or very often if you don't have people driving the net, going to the net, stopping at the blue paint. So it's a combination of a lot of those things, Kelly. You know, obviously getting a bounce here or there would be great, but you gotta keep working hard. And what we talked about today is we just showed them a bunch of different clips. You know, what can we do different in this situation? What can we do to get to the inside? And that's what has to be reinforced. And again, we've talked a lot about we've got people that can score and they got to believe in themselves and go out and do it.
It's got to be hard to see Hannah Hogenson play as well as she's played and not see her rewarded for it. I know last night watching her make that save on the penalty shot, so impressive. She just keeps things cool and calm, and nothing really phases her, does it?
Nope, but it's team position. You know, it's everybody. It's tough to see everybody not get rewarded. So, but it's obviously she's given us a chance. She's doing everything she can at her position to give us a chance, and you know that's certainly not an issue. But at the same time, you gotta support her. I mean, our group's gonna play hard for her. They're gonna block shots. They're gonna do everything they can to support her in every way they can. But obviously, she can't score goals, so that would be a big way for them to help her out by scoring more goals.
Well, I had a chance to visit with Claire Vekage last night in our post game, and she's one of your four centers, and your team did so well on the faceoff dot last night. I know your centers take a lot of pride in winning those faceoff battles. That's where it really starts, isn't it?
Well, I would say it's the first battle of every shift. So you win that faceoff, you've won the first battle, you've got possession, and now you have an opportunity to either get out of your zone, go on the offensive, or if you're in the offensive zone, you know, hopefully run a play to get a good scoring opportunity. So that was certainly something that was positive last night, but you know, again, not a whole lot generated from it.
Well, I know, and I talked to Claire. I mentioned to her she's had a couple of really great A shots for your team, but unfortunately they've hit the post. It's hard to get that out of your head as a player. Hockey's not just a physical game, but it's also a mind game, isn't it?
Oh, absolutely. But again, what we always say, when you're getting chances, that's a good thing. It's when you're not getting chances, that's when you got to be concerned. And, you know, we need Claire to step up, be somebody that's going to score for us. She can. She's got the ability. I just like to see her a little stronger on the puck with her stick, and the good things are going to start happening for sure.
Well, she also said your team needs to be a lot more aggressive and physical, but you also have to be careful not to get thrown in the box, right?
Oh, absolutely. Yeah, you don't want to be in the penalty box. That's just, you know, it gives teams momentum, and as well as our penalty kills doing, you can't rely on that all the time. So you got to be smart, but yeah, no question, we have to be physical. You know, I mean, the players know what they have to do. The players know, you know, we send messages loud and clear. They know that that's how they have to go out and perform.
You had a chance to see Michaela Zilish in the lineup last night. She hasn't played since October 8th. She had three shots on goal. How do you think she did last night?
I thought she did very well. Yeah, I thought she had a very solid game for us.
Well, I know I talked to her during the intermission, and for some reason I thought she had been injured, but she hadn't been. She says she's been learning a lot from her veteran teammates. How important is that?
Oh, it's huge. I mean, that's, you know, we talk a lot about the process, especially with our younger players. You know, they always feel that their future is immediate, like right now. But we try to explain to them, it's a process. Every practice, every game, whether you're playing, watching, is an opportunity to learn and certainly ask questions. You know, talk to your veteran teammates. You know, just talk to any teammate, whether they're the same class or older. That's how you learn. And she's a student of the game. She's somebody that works really, really hard on that. And it was fun to watch her go out and play last night.
Jim, what's it going to take for your team to get past that bump in the road and get some goals here today and possibly win?
Well, again, our start's going to be really important, Kelly. We got to come out. I think that's an advantage we have is our speed, so we need to utilize it. But just going back to what we talked about, we got to get to the inside. We've got to be willing to go to the middle of the net, go to the middle of the ice, stop in the blue paint, again, create chaos. We've got to be a little smarter in the offensive zone. You know, our F2's got to do a good job of reading. If F1, if she can, you know, create a 50-50 battle, she's got to jump in there and support. And once we have the puck, we've got to be quick with it because they're gonna seal, and they're not going to give you much time. So we got to move the puck quick. We got to support each other. Go low to high. Go, you know, switch sides and try to create seams. And like I said, we have to be at the net. We have to be there when pucks are shot. Got to find some loose change, see if we can put it in.
Good luck today, Coach. We'll talk to you in the postgame.
Thanks, Kelly.